It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and our Voice of the Valley is brought to you by Moore Engineering, and I'm with Valley City Fire Chief Scott Magnuson. We are in the fire hall here in Valley City, and we are going to be talking about, Scott is, Fire Prevention Week and some do's and don'ts. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
Let's talk a little bit about the focus behind Fire Prevention Week, which you guys conduct every year.
Yeah, we do. Every year, the NFPA, National Fire Protection Association, or 1 week, usually the first week in October, and this week it is from Sunday, October 3rd to the 9th of October, and they always, you know, try to address something. It used to be, you know, try not to burn, different things like that. This year is knowing the sounds, so that if a smoke detector goes off or a fire alarm goes off, that you recognize the sound and can react.
I know every year it's probably a good reminder for people to whether they put new batteries in or even get a smoke detector, right?
Yeah, so if you don't have a detector, which is going to lead me to the end of this little thing, I do have a little information to bring out. It is a good time. Check your smoke detectors. If you have young kids, of course, you know, they'll be coming home with all sorts of things from the school and from us. We try to get up and visit the schools. Of testing your detectors, have an escape plan out of the house, that type of stuff. So we really emphasize when your kids come home, they're really fired up, please help them out. If they need to make out a emergency escape plan, I know when my kids were little, they really thought that was pretty cool. Whether they ever remembered it, I'm not sure. And thankfully, we never had to find out. But to them, it's very important. To us as adults, well, we all know how we would get out. But for a child that, you know, could have, whether it be a tornado or a fire or something catastrophic like that, it's pretty important to them.
Now, you talked about families and kids and stuff like that, but there's some steps that maybe businesses as well can take to help prevent a fire.
Yeah, there is. Businesses, we do go around and inspect the businesses, and most of them, I mean, probably 99.9% of them are very compliant. Sometimes we maybe have to do a little reminder, hey, you know, I know it's, you know, your freight day, please get your boxes out, and all the businesses in Valley are very good about it.
And you kind of visit the kids and kind of give them some tips too. You talked about that. You actually go to the classroom, or do they get a chance to tour the fire hall too?
This year, I've been dealing with Josh Johnson from the public schools, and he's very open to us coming back into the kids' classroom, keeping safety in mind, of course. So it'll be very exciting for us if we can. Due to COVID last year, of course, we didn't get to, and we feel it's a very important time for all of our department members. They like to go into the classroom, whether it's to read a book. Sometimes we'll dress them up like in our gear that we would wear, so people, the older kids, kind of get an understanding of what it would sound like if we came in looking for them. And basically to teach children not to hide from us. Especially in a fire, it's tough enough to find somebody. It's worse if they're trying to hide and they're scared.
And then some tips about when a fire, you know, I mean, don't yell out fire, right? There's some other tips for kids that you guys throw their way too, right?
There is. The big thing is anytime there's a fire or a emergency of some sort, don't panic. If there's a lot of smoke in a house or truly smoke, get out. Just get out. That house is replaceable. A human life is not. Get to the nearest house if that's the case. You know, practice your escape route. Where are you going to meet outside? If you have a bigger house and kids are in a different level, of course, they probably are going to try to get out a different way. So they need to know where to meet moms and dads outside. So that way we do have a good count when we get there.
And I keep thinking of what's nice right now and the weather-wise, but when it gets cold, you got to have kind of a contingency plan too just to prepare for a possible fire, right?
Yeah, that's very true. You know, 30 below zero changes our whole world a lot. For people that are, whether you're in bed, whatever you have, some people don't have a coat at their disposal to get out, try to get to a shelter, during the summer we can say, hey, we'll meet by a tree someplace. During the winter, you know, maybe say, hey, we'll meet by the neighbor's garage or your garage, whatever the case is, so you're inside where you do have shelter at. But someplace easy, accessible for us.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Scott Magnuson, the fire chief of the Valley City Fire Department here in Valley City in the fire hall as we remind everybody about Fire Prevention Week on our Voice of the Valley. Voice of the Valley brought to you by Moore Engineering.